Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 1 Corinthians, the first chapter. For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since, in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, it pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs, Greeks seek wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and folly to Gentiles, but to those who are being called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. This is a week of second-guessing God. We heard yesterday how Elijah was dejected and ready to hang it all up. Yet the Lord, in his wisdom, set the prophet back on his feet, back to work, for a future that he couldn't foresee. What God says, his ways, hardly ever make sense to us. They're impractical, weak, unattractive, bound to fail. They seem foolish. But the foolishness of God is still wiser than men. The weakness of God, if he had any, is stronger than men. The Holy Trinity delights to work through weakness and what seems to be failure. He works righteousness through the curse of the cross. He delivers salvation through the word of that cross. The proclamation of Christ crucified is God's power and God's wisdom. And through the folly of that sort of preaching, it pleases God to save those who believe. He chooses the foolish to shame the wise, the weak to shame the strong, so that no man may boast in the presence of God. Let the one who dares to boast, boast in the Lord. On Friday, we are also going to hear about Peter and his companions who were literally hanging it up, washing their nets after catching nothing all night. Jesus gives his foolhardy command, go let down your nets again. And against all reason, against all better judgment, at his word, Peter consents. But then the sea is churning with life. Then the nets are filled and breaking. And then the boats and the whole company are sinking. And when is it that the Lord's foolish wisdom does not overwhelm us also? In Jesus Christ, we come face to face with wisdom and power that can only be God Himself. If we dismiss His preaching as foolishness, He will be the death of us. Peter was certain of that as his boats began to go down. Elijah, too, hid his face at the voice that was more powerful than wind and rock and fire. The weightiness of God's glory is way too much for us, though we think that's exactly what we want. If he ever does lay it on our backs, it breaks us. He shames the wisdom that would doubt the only word that ever did call life out of death. And the cross itself is the ultimate example of this. And I do mean the real cross, not only the metaphorical cross. Yes, the suffering that we bear for Christ, that is also foolish to the world. But so is the historic event. So is the atoning death of Christ for our sins, which once was depicted and preached in every Christian church, but not so much anymore. Jews demand a sign, come down from the cross and be King Messiah like we always expected. The Greeks seek God by their own philosophy and ethics, as Cicero said. The cross with its shamefulness ought not even come before the thoughts or the eyes of a Roman. And our world now, even those within the church, cannot let the Lord's death to placate God's wrath against sin stand in place of our efforts to save the world, or to cover over our own sins, or to make a name for ourselves. And yet none of those wisdoms leads to God. To scorn Christ crucified, as well as his call to deny ourselves and to follow him, to scorn that is to boast only that you are among the perishing. And for one dark moment, Elijah was among the perishing. Peter, even worse, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man," he said. Brought face to face with his own folly, how he thought he knew better than God, how he was wiser than God, stronger than God, doubting the power of God's word to deliver what it promised. Peter thought that God wouldn't want anything to do with the likes of a doubter like him. But then comes the preaching. So don't miss it. "Don't be afraid," Jesus says. "I have come for sinful men, and not to destroy them, but to save them. I have come to put your sin to death by my cross and to raise you with me to my eternal life. And that means that I will not depart from you. I will not leave you alone. This is the wisdom and the power of my foolish cross," Jesus says. "It pulls up fish out of the unlikeliest places. I cast my word into the depths where only the slimiest, the prickliest, the fangliest fish live. And I pull them into my nave, into my ark, the Holy Christian Church." Now, nothing looks so weak and so foolish as the preaching that I preach, the preaching that I institute, Jesus says, except perhaps a man hanging dead on a tree. But this is how I make you share in my victory over sin, death, and Satan. Don't be afraid. I take sinful men away from themselves to myself so that they may have something to boast in the Lord, in me. For I, Jesus, am your wisdom. I am your righteousness, your sanctification, your redemption. The Lord's grace is sufficient for Elijah and for Peter and for you, dear saints. His power is made perfect in every weakness. He shames what is loved in this world, what our old sinful flesh chases after, for sure, is the certain thing that is really going to keep us going. But then his small word does what it says, speaking the forgiveness that could only be accomplished by God's Son in the flesh, forsaken by his Father in your place, cursed and bleeding in your place. And do not second guess this, the power and the wisdom of God are hidden in that blessed foolishness of Christ's cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the congregations of the Montana District and their pastors, together with all schools, teachers, and church workers. We also pray for the Reverend Shawin and Krista Trump, who serve the Lord in Kenya. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.